This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Should be one and the same. First, Lema, Bivada Yofel Guf Hashtika, Commissioner Manu, if there should not say Lifel Pulosai. So, certainly, Shtika is very good. You know, the ribuy of Shtika is good for the Guf because it curbs the Guf and allows for Seichel to be piled. The Dove is a Milo. I will Enroy Lema Shuchaitim Enim Arbitvar. Or I think he has, the Girsa here should be Marbet Varim. It doesn't make sense otherwise. Alinroy Lema Shuchaita im Marbet Varim. Share Kurha Dimikurpus ne Atzmoy. In other words, you can't say that it is a chait, that the Ribut Varim Mitzar Atzmoy is a chait. There's definitely a mile in the Shtika, but Dvarim is a certain dimension of a person, and that's that. Share Kurha Dimikurpus ne Atzmoy. And it's a chelik of a person that he can and should use. If like a person wants to do one type of a mitzvah with his hands rather than mitzvah with his feet, you can't call that an aver mitzrasma. So now he says that there's three dargas. There is a ribuy in shtika. So where a person is kaifer shtika, that is a mila for a person. There's somebody who's not kaifer shtika and he's mishtamish with koach hadibur. Koach hadibur has a makum and you cannot castigate it as such. But then there's another element where a person is marbe iburim. Now, the word ba'ifen klali, when the Maral speaks about it, when other sfarim speak about it, the word ribui implies more than necessary or warranted. It's not a positive term. In other words, if I say that I eat a lot, it means a lot more than I need to. There is an unnatural ribuy of something or other. So when I say he has a lot of money, say he has a lot more money than is needed, warranted, the musig of ribuy is way too much. Like by Esav it says, Yeshli Rov, he said. Ribuy dvar means a person puts an emphasis into dibur. He puts himself into dibur and gives dibur the prominence over seichel. In other words, the exact opposite of what lamatzis aguf toiv mishtika. So you have shtika is an extraordinary symptom of words, which is a mila. There's a general balance which is fine, and then there's a ribuy of diburim, which creates a problem because as he puts more and more to Korach HaDibri, as Korach HaSichli Efshel Lifol Pelos HaKaroi, then he's lacking Korach HaSichli, Kem Beis HaFeichim. Or Bevare Dover Zech Yisor Lodom Liyasnim Shach Acha Korach HaDibri Ligamri, Shu Ein HaSichli Ligamri. And that is a problem for a person to be completely, to go after his Korach HaDibri, because it has no Seichel with it. In other words, as a person puts more and more emphasis into the diburim shabai, there's less and less focus on the seichel, and then he begins to be metzamtzem the seichel. So the problem, there is no such thing as a ribu of diburim without a mir of sichlim. Gebeza fez, vare dovez echison lodom liyasnim shach acha korach diburim ligamri, שהוא אין השיח לגמרי. ולכן נחשב זה חיסורן כאשר נמשך אחרוב. ואחר חיסורן נמשך אוי חיסורן, ככל חיסורן גור אוי חיסורן. So, the כלל גודל is just like in biologically, when a person's physical mitzvah is completely balanced, so there's no makom, when a person's skin is whole, there's no makom for infection to get in. If you cut something, if a person is sick in any one way, a lot of times it begins a chain of things because the person is lacking in something, and in that makom chisaron something else happens, and so on and so forth. When a person starts going too much to the tzadah dibur, so now he's missing seichel, and once it's at a level where it's a problem, it starts going all the way, because problems don't stop at any one. They have a tendency to keep spiraling, because just like if a person is missing something important in a machine, a car, somebody's missing something in a car, that it can work without it, but it creates a problem. It overheats, it there's too much pressure, and slowly, if there's one thing missing, everything begins to fall apart. So a ribuy of niburim creates a problem, and the problems tend to feed off each other. וזהו שאומר שהוא מביא חטא, שהחטא הוא החיסורן. ככל לא שחטא בכל מקום חיסורן. It's a very famous description of the Maral, that the word חטא means to miss something. כמו אני ובנו שלמה חטאים, אני חטאנו בהר מקומוס. Maral also learns the famous Chazal about הביאו לי חטאס. So he says it is for the חיסורן. The understanding also is in Chatos versus Avon and Pesha, which is Mezid, Merida, and so on, that an Avera of Shogeg, it's not the problem, it's not the intention and what he set out to do, but Lamaisa, the person, is still a Chasa, whether or not he meant to do it or not. It's an Avera creates a Chisorim, so just like If you bang up somebody's car or whatever, bemaze it, so there's an avla in the fact that you attacked it. If it's b'shogeg, the car still has a hole or a dent in it. So chet is always implies a chisaron. Well, lefika hamar b'dvarim b'lechet chisaron. B'frat b'asher chisaron b'dobar shem shachach korach gufni, b'chisaron sheyimashech achrov zeh b'ayit chisaron. So it will always pull in another chisaron. Anytime a person has any chisaron in his kaima, it always, just like this, mitzvah gares mitzvah, avera gares avera. The Maral explains the reason why mitzvah gares mitzvah is because it's like one organism. If you take a person and pull him by his hand, the feet will come along, the stomach will come along, the head will come along, because it's one body. The same thing is true also in terms of a person who is a person who's doing averus. If you are mechas in any one place, everything else will also be chasen. So that's one pshat that he says, and then he says he has a connectionist. Void yesh bedover ze oidover amak moit kein koyach hadibri doimel aseichel she'ein gvul asichli. Let's hold a second here. He says the Yisoid here, and he says it in two or three different Ifanim about different things. The Maral says someplace there's Dvarim B'Teila, but there's no Machshava B'Teila. Seichel itself, by its nature, has no Gvulus. Things that are not physical are not Nitfas within a Gvul. So, mitzad the seichel in iyun advarim, you can't say you're thinking too much over the inyan. I mean, on a practical level, when somebody gives too much thought to a svara or a piece of gemara, that's practically he's not thinking about it because his mind is just going in a circle. But there is not a gvul if a person wants to be lemashal. If a person has a shtickle tayra, if he thinks over all the different oifanim that it could be, it could not be, and so on and so forth, that is not a chisaron. The more he thinks about it, is have misuna bedin, is a mailer. The problem lies in diburim. There already starts a world of gvulas. Anything physical has its gvulas, and any overstepping gvulas is not a mailer but a chisaron. So if a person explains something in a shiur that takes a half hour, and that explanation is good, adding another half hour is not going to be twice as good, it'll probably be half as good. Because the diburim have a clear gvulis. There's too few words to explain it with, too unclear words, and then there is the right amount of words. And then there's too much words. Because once something is shaykh to the world that's physical, there are gvulis that are nitfas on it. And you have the call of chesed k'yesed dami. Machshava is not like that, because machshava is not part of the physical world. The melech does not have gvulis, and it's not shaykh to have gvulis on it. On a practical level, I don't want to get it wrong, a personal marshal sometimes has to act. A person has to act on a shidduch, a person has to act on any other inyan. So definitely there are gvulis of now is time to do. Like I said before, la medishik la maisa, but that's a chisaron because he's not doing what he's supposed to do. But in terms of thinking something through, it does not possess any gvulas. Dibur does possess gvulas because it's already part of the physical world. Rakakoch hadibur zeh kemoy tzura, which means a tzura has to have clear gvulas and gedarim. Even though normally he uses the word tzura as meaning not physical, but in this case he means it must be encompassed in certain gvulas. Ki tzuras ha'odom es chai medaber. Asha tzura eim etes efes klau. Kashidu mi tzura. In other words, something which is called tzura cannot be soivul yesa just like chaser. Just like if you make a picture of a person, if you draw a picture of a person, if you add lines to it, it doesn't become nicer. If you have a perfect picture of a person, adding to it is ruining it, because a tzura gets its maila mitzad the exactness of its resolution. So once koch hadibur is a tzura, it already is nitfas in it the exactness shaboy, and there is no such thing as tosefes. In other words, Tosefes is not a mile in all these things. It takes away from it. So if something is, the famous Moshe Velt says that a Rebbe said he had a certain gematria for an Indian, and they asked him, is it emes? Is it, does it shtim? He says, what do you mean? It's a lot more than that. The world of things that are Shaykh Tetzura is exact. So b'meila, it is something which is meivichet. Now, I want to go back. So where does this nekuda differ from the nekuda he said before? So before he said that the chisaron lies in the suppression of the seichel, that when a person is medaber a lot, he's thinking less and less, and b'meila he is the chisaron starts in the mute of sichlius. Here he's adding a knech that's more to the heart of the inyan. There's a chisaron in the etzem diburim. When a person is being medaber too much, it's already not precise. It already loses its right tzura, and that in itself is chisaron. That in itself is chet. Let's I guess bring it down a second to some things that are nogei, I guess, or a little more nice in this world. The Torah, it's a very, very fine line. The Torah says the Suri Lashon Hara come with a set of Dharma of To'elas, and Chazdei says you're allowed to be tell people who's Roy Fahira and who's not Roy Fahira. The Dibur was given with a very clear Tachas To'elas that needs to be there. When a person describes something in the words that he's supposed to describe it in, that's correct. If I describe a person with the right measure of words, then even if it's derogatory words, if it's the right thing, and that's what I'm supposed to do in this matzav, if this matzav calls for these diburim, then that is correct. Any tosefes, and Chavad Chaim warns about it when he gives the kolalim, any tosefes about it is a tosefes that is awesome, because how much you say about the person and how much details you give and how much you repeat it, how much you add to it, all goes into the picture that you're making. A dibur has a certain balance of what it is, and any overstepping of it becomes not good. The truth is also in a wide range of things. There's not only the Shahara, but the Mashal, there is a type of dibur that reaches out to a person. It's friendly, it's warm. Too many dibur become nosy, becomes tiring. The Korach HaDibur is somebody who is a shaskin and doesn't talk, does not form relationships with people. Somebody who over-talks it goes from being friendly to being nosy. He goes from giving advice to nagging. If you think about it, most of the issues in Dibur come from an overindulgence of Dibur. If saying the right thing in the right way is positive, overdoing it usually becomes negative. And the reason is because it loses its surah. The right proportion of contact with this person is meant to be as follows, and changing it is distorted. Then he says, "Vayikshari mikra molihu beroyit firm leyechtal pesha." So it's a pasuk. What is he adding? He says, "Kizeinim edaber shabol lechet rak b'shul royiv dvarim miefshes leyepesha shidaber devesichus v'holus." The pasuk means something else. The pasuk means that if a person talks a lot, eventually his guard is going to come down, and he's going to say something inappropriate. So it's a side thing. In other words, if I need to tell a dozen stories, one of them is going to be off color, one of them is going to be about somebody, and so on. That's the pashat pshat of that pasuk. In other words, Berayv Dvarim LaYechtal Pesha means that if you need to speak a lot, you're going to have to include Dvarim Asurim, but not something within the Dibur itself that brings Dvarim Asurim. Here is something else. V'cheinu Pesha Mishka Shetavim, ki Dvarim Eilu Ashnuim Kan Einam Kasheshem Mifarshim HaMishnah, Alem Kulam Dibichachum Dvarim Shetavim Chayim. In other words, and this is the point that the Maral always keeps making, and I guess it's very royal for his type of mahalach and for this Mishnah. When a person, the Maral's point about how to learn up Chazal goes to the following nekuda. When I describe and I say, don't talk a lot, because talking a lot is not good. If that means because if you talk a lot, you're bound to say things that are not good, that's a general statement. It's not a divar chochma. I haven't told you anything really about deeper and rebuy of deeper and meat of deeper. I've just given you lovely advice. I've given you good advice. That's very nice. But that's not divar chochma. When I cut a line and I tell you the ribu dvarim is chait, then I fataych something and I gave you dvar chachma. Things that are good advice, in other words, preventive, good advice, v'chein hala, doesn't count as a dvar chachma. If I tell you things that carry in themselves a gedda that's be'etzim, that's chachma. In other words, chachma defines things as they are be'emis, rather than just l'mashal. A primitive person said you shouldn't go near a swamp, doesn't have a good smell. Keep away from it, something wrong about it. It's good advice, but there's nothing precise about it. A scientist will come along and say, yes, a swamp has this type of gears, which has this effect in you, and it's very unhealthy. Chachman needs to define things precisely. So if somebody comes along and says, if it says, kolakoyis kilayvarevere zara, and it says Chazal meant to emphasize to us how terrible and how difficult Kas is. And imagine, what's the worst you can imagine? Avodah Zarah, Kas is just as bad. It's very motherly advice, but there's not Chachma. The person is not giving me any real information and understanding about Kas. He's telling me, you know, you have a bad feeling when you hear about Avodah Zarah, it's really bad. Kas is just as bad. And that's a type of mahalach that the Maral came in a certain sense. Lafuki, he said, Chazal are teaching you Torah. They're teaching you Chachma. Chachma means understanding each and every piece, what it is, and so on. I saw recently a Shmuz Rabbi Yerucham. It's very interesting. Rabbi Yerucham from the Balei Musa stands out as kind of giving over this type of mahalach. And he says, he brings the Chazal, Adam Lamul Yulat, I would think, I'm not sure if it's Amul Peh, Amul Malachach, Tamlai Amul Peh, I'm not sure if it's the Retaira, not, and so on. So he says, you know, it's Tamur, it's Chazal. He says, you know, it's Tamur because we don't learn up Chazal correctly. Chazal are playing a game. You know, they're saying, Amal, and he says, Chazal tell us that Amul is what a person is created for. Amul is be'etzim, what moves a person, changes a person, describes a person. Amul is the only thing that has affected a person. In the world of Amul, different things have different effects. And Amul of Malacha also has an effect on a person. You see, you get Shemashkach's oven. And he goes through it, and not so much focused on that as much as trying to explain what it is exactly. His point was, you can't learn up Chazal as a very warm, motherly way of telling you good advice. Chazal taught us something. It says, they pointed a finger and they said, the pasuk tells me Amul is the key to a person's growth. There are different types of Amul and the Bria, and all of them contribute to growth, because the pasuk only says Amul. I deher the different types of Amelus and different Gedarim. Here also, this is why when you look at a Mishnah, it says, There's one type of person that says, Kinderlach, it's always good to keep quiet. That's good advice, and it's very nice advice, grandfatherly advice. But he's trying to be magnus something. Is telling you that's not just that it come to chet, but it's be'etzim, it's something which be'etzim is a ribui of things. It's be'etzim a chet. The ribui dvarim itself is an upsetting of the balance. And it's tricky here because on the one hand, communicating with people and dealing with people requires a kesha of Dipurim.
Come in.
Requires a kesha of Dipurim. That's the Metzias. Me'idach Gisa, when you over talk something, you get something wrong. Okay, first of all, I want to share, we made a simcha. This past Sunday, my son got engaged.
Mother.
To a girl, Toronto. Just one second, I'm sorry. Hold one second.
Come in.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, so he got engaged.